Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father you are, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You love us so much. I am. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. You make peace in us, peace in our homes, peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our cities. You make peace. Hallelujah. And we are so grateful, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are a great peacemaker. You give us peace, peace, that kind of peace that passeth all human understanding. We need you today, oh God. We need you, Lord. We need you as our Lord. We need you as our Father. We need you as our shepherd. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need you in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need you today, hallelujah, like never before. We need you right now in this hour. Move by your Holy Spirit. Move, oh God. Oh God, of Jesus. Oh, have your way in us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. We come repenting before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come to ask you to forgive us, Lord. Oh, God, cleanse us, Father. Create that clean heart within us. Renew a right spirit within us, oh, God. Move today by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. We're so grateful that we could call on you, hallelujah, the Most High God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we just call on you. You are mighty. You are great. Be high and lifted up, our King. You are the shepherd of all shepherds. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer, hallelujah. You are Jehovah Rapha. When our body's wrenched in pain, you are the pain that we need. When we have a headache, you stop it, oh God. It's not the Tylenol, not the aspirin, not the whatever the medicine is. It's you, oh God. All does come. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, heal our body like never, like nothing. The doctor is limited, but you are the unlimited physician. We come this morning to give you glory, to give you praise. Hallelujah. What a great Father you are, King and Lord. You rule and you reign. You own the earth and everything in it. You own the cattle on 10,000 hills. You made every human being, and you blew your very breath into our bodies, and we are living souls today because of you. Oh, God, we are made in your image. Help us to live in ways, oh God, that are holy ways, holy ways, holy ways, oh God. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to call on your name like never before. Oh God, remove all pretense, remove all falseness from us, oh God. Let us be real, hallelujah, people of integrity, people of high moral standards, people of righteousness, people that are in your kingdom, people that know your name, people that live according to your plan that you created us to live in. You said, I'm a holy God, and you want us to be holy like you. Holy, holy, holy is the way. Holy, holy is the way. You are divine, divine God, is God like you, Jehovah. We're calling on your name this morning. For holy, you are righteous, you are King, you are God, you are Lord, you are Shepherd. What a mighty God you are. What a righteous Father you are. We love and adore you. We bless you this morning. We bow down, we bow down, we bow down before you. We bow down before the holy, mighty God. Your high right hand, your strong arm. We bow down, we bow down before you. We come this morning, oh God, not in our own way, but seeking your face in your way. Your way is the only true and living way. You are God. You are God alone. We call on your name this morning. You are Jehovah. We call on your name. You are mighty. You are loyal. You are faithful. You are the King of Kings. King of Kings. Bless you this morning. Oh, God, we speak to every mountain in our lives, and we command it to be removed and to be cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. We speak to every financial mountain in our lives to be removed from us in the name of Jesus. Let every mountain, every evil mountain, hear the voice of the Lord and be removed in the name of Jesus. We prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and to be removed in the name of Jesus. Let the mountains tremble in the presence of the Most High God. We contend with every mountain and command them to hear our voice in the name of Jesus. Lay the mountains, the flesh to waste. Put your high right hand, holy arm, oh God, on us in the name of Jesus. God, we keep you. And what you've done is, we bless you today. We honor your presence. You are holy, holy God. We bow down, we bow down, we bow down, we get up. We wave holy hands before you this morning. We bow down at the presence of the Most High God. We bow low before you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your presence this morning. We hunger and thirst for a righteous God, the holy God, the King of Kings. We hunger and we thirst for righteousness. We hunger for more of you this morning. We hunger for you, O God. You are holy, a God of integrity. You are the great and mighty I Am. We hunger and thirst for you. Oh, God, you are that one, oh, God, true and living Father. Can't nobody compare to how great you are, how holy you are, how mighty you are, how true you are, how righteous, how faithful. You are the faithful God that we need. Lord, when we're in need, we can't call on nobody but you. Everybody look like they're gone, but you are available 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, you don't slumber, you don't sleep, you don't tire, you don't hunger, you don't thirst. You are full of righteousness. You are the King, you are the Lord, you are the mighty I Am, you are the mighty I Am, I Am, I Am, I Am, I Am. You're the fullness that we need. When we hunger, you fill us up with more of your love, more of you. More of you. We require more of you in this hour than we did last hour, oh God, last minute, last second. We need more of you. We hunger, we thirst for you. You are the King. You are the Lord. You are the mighty God. Ain't no God great like you, Jehovah. Have your way this morning on Bible Storyland. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord. We surrender all. We surrender our thought life. We surrender our ways. We surrender our mind. And we thank you that we won't lean to our own understanding. We'll lean upon you, the mighty God. You're able to hold all of us up with your mighty high right hand, your great palm. Oh, God, we love you, oh, God. We adore you, oh, Father. Truly you are God, truly nobody, none can compare to how awesome, how mighty, how powerful. Oh, Lord, you're the one true and living God who give us fruit to bear. You give us, oh, God, oh, yes, love, peace, joy, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, long-suffering. Oh, God, in abundant supply. We need more, we need more, we need more. Yes, we are our brother's keeper. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, we love and adore you. We love and adore you, Almighty God. We love your presence this morning. Your presence, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of your abiding love. Oh, God, don't leave us. Don't forsake us. You are not a man that you should lie. All your promises are yea and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. Shepherd of shepherds, King of kings, Lord, move in America. Have your way in every household. Oh, Lord, let true repentance come from all of us. True repentance, godly repentance, that kind of repentance that we all need, that deep down repentance. Oh, God, we repent for every ungodly way in us. Everything, oh, God, that don't look like you in us, remove it. Oh, God, don't leave none of it behind. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Oh, God, we love and adore you. Oh, God, we need more of you this morning. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, oh, God. Move by your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, let nothing interfere, interrupt you. We say, Lord, we need more of you today, more in this hour, more in this hour, more in this hour, more in this second. Move by your Spirit. Let your healing virtue touch all of our bodies. Oh, God, heal every place, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the physical, in the spiritual. Oh, God, remove, oh, God, everything, oh, God, that don't line up with your word. Remove everything, oh, God, that don't line up with your word in us, oh, God, all unrighteousness. We say holy is the way, godly is the way. Oh, God, we reverence you this morning. Have your way, have your way, have your way in Jesus' name. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Story Land.
Good morning.
That the Most High God, he loves and adores us. He's with us this morning. He comes daily to sup with us. He's looking for us in the secret place. When he don't find us there, he's saddened. Because he said, I know my daughter's supposed to be here. I know my son's supposed to be here. They late, but I wait, and I wait, and I wait on them, and I wait some more, and I wait, because I know they need me to lead me this day. They need God this day, because this is a new day. It ain't the same day it was last year. It ain't the same day it was year before. And, oh, they need me to lead them in a plain path. Oh, God, they need me to lead them past the trenches. They need me to lead them past the sorrows, past the hurts, past all of the things that they can't get past. They need me to lead them in a new direction, a new way. It ain't business as usual. This is a new day. God, I thank you for guiding us in a new way, a plain path. Oh, God, over the rough places, make them smooth. Make the rough places smooth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning for what you're doing on Bible Story Land. Have your way in all of us, oh, God. Lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. We need you, oh, God. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need to be led in this hour. Oh, God, there's murder on every city. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. We need you to keep us in safety and protection, oh, God. Oh, God, there's children being kidnapped. Find the children. Seek them out, oh, God. Let them be loosed by the captives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, many people, oh, God, are thinking about murdering somebody. Oh, God, save that person right now. In Jesus' name, give them the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, somebody's thinking about, oh, God, prostitution. Oh, God, save the prostitute. Oh, God, somebody's thinking about drugs. The drug dealer, save them. The one who takes drugs, save them. Oh, God, those who steal, kill, rob, steal, save them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, cleanse our cities. Let revival come to every one of us. Let revival come like never before. A great revival in the land. A great revival in us. A great revival in our homes. A great revival in our families. Let revival come. Let revival come. Burn up. Burn up. Burn up. Everything that's not like you. Burn it up. Burn it up, oh God. Cleanse, renew, refresh, strengthen. Strengthen us. 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 We know you're coming for a holy people. Get us ready. Get us ready. You're coming for a holy people. Not, oh, any spots on our garments. Remove the spots, the wrinkles. Remove old ways of thinking. Remove everything from us that's not like you. Bring in the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, the fruit of the Spirit, bring in the love and abundant supply, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, the goodness. Bring it in an abundant supply. It ain't business as usual. A new day is dawning upon the people of God. A new way, a new day. Oh, save those in our families that's not saved. Save the people in our cities that's not saved. Save the people next door that's not saved. Save, oh God, by your Holy Spirit. Move, oh God, move. Move by your Spirit. Move, oh God. Have your way, Lord. 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 Have your way. Have your way, Lord. We surrender all to you, oh God. Have your way. Make peace, 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 peace to a dying nation. Make peace to our unruly, ungodly nation. Make peace in our nation, oh God. Don't destroy us like you did Sodom and Gomorrah. Make peace, peace, oh God. Make peace in the name of Jesus. Have your way today. Have your way, Lord. We agree with your plan in Jesus' name. We agree with your plan in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for being on Bible Storyland. We got to surrender to the Most High God. When he comes, he got to have his way. It ain't business as usual. Hallelujah. We thank God for Karen Itell this morning. She's going to play a song of praise. She is from Houston, Texas, and we thank God and appreciate God for her. Good morning, Karen.
I'm going to play Jesus Loves Me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'll do it.
God is a good God. We appreciate our God, our Creator, the Most Holy One. We bow down before Him. He gets to wake us up in the morning, and He's protecting us morning, noon, and night. He loves us, and He loves our children. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We are so grateful you joined us this morning. God has great plans for all of our lives, and we are just so grateful that we are children of the Most High God, that He handpicked us, and that we're His very elect sons and daughters, and we are grateful. Well, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Sister G, I can't hardly hear you.
We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna.
Good morning, Minister G. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me better now?
That wasn't me. That was Miss Fanny, but I can hear you.
All righty.
Yes, ma'am. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread, and that is so true. If we can hold out, we'll see what God will do. He will show himself strong. He always does, and he always comes through. So that's the song that I want to do this morning. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You may be down today, oh, but help is on the way. Dark clouds may dim your skies. The Lord will answer by and by. He'll wipe away all of your tears. You know he's been with me down through the years. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Did the Lord ever pass you by? When you're asking for a favor, did he ever ignore your cry? When you're asking for healing, did he ever turn his back on you? My God Almighty will see you through. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You may be down today, but help is on the way. Dark clouds may dim your skies. The Lord will answer by and by. He'll wipe away all of your tears. You know he's been with me down through the years. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Did the Lord ever pass you by? No, when you're asking for a favor. Did he ever ignore your cry? When you ask him for healing, did he ever turn his back on you? My God Almighty will see you through. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Amen, amen. What a true song. We've never been forsaken by God, and we've never had to beg bread. We're his children. So I thank God that we're an extension of him. And when we see our neighbor in need, yes, we are our neighbor's keeper. Yep, we got to share and do as Jesus did when he walked the earth. He went about doing good. So we got to continue. That was a beautiful song, Pastor Donna. We are so grateful for you. Well, we have Mother Fanny on this morning. She's going to sing a song of praise. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good morning. All right. How are you?
Going great. All right. What are you going to sing this morning?
The Lord is blessing me.
Amen.
The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me up early this morning, started me on my way. The Lord, he is blessing me right now, right now. Lord, He's blessing me right now. Whoa, right now. The Lord, He's blessing me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me up early this morning and He started me on my way. The Lord, He's blessing me right now, right now, right now. He woke me up early this morning. He started me on my way. He didn't let me sleep too long. He woke me up right on time. I know that the Lord, He is blessing me right now, right now, right now. Oh, the Lord, He's blessing me right now. Oh, right now, the Lord, He's blessing me right now. Oh, right now, He woke me up early this morning, and He started me on my way. The Lord, He's blessing me right now, right now, right now. Oh, yes, He is.
Amen. He is blessing us even when we don't realize it. He's blessing us. He's blessing us. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Oh, my God, how much He's blessing us in abundance, abundance, abundance. Long life. Hallelujah. Strength in our bodies, keeping us healthy, keeping us well. He is blessing us. Well, we have Mother Ludell on with us this morning from Appleton, Georgia. Mother Fanny's from Daytona, Florida. We are just grateful that the Lord is blessing us right now. We are
right
grateful
now.
Never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Mother Ludell, good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
How you
good morning.
Good
to hear from you.
How's everybody this morning?
Doing great, and you?
I'm good. Thanks to good Lord.
Oh, yes. He is worthy to be thanked.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to sing this morning, Ludell?
I'm gonna try Jesus, my favorite, right?
My favorite.
Jesus, He's all right. Try Jesus, He's all right. Try Jesus, He's all right. Oh yeah, I done tried Him. He's all right in the morning. He's all right in the morning. He's all right in the morning. He's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him, man. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Oh, yes. I done tried him, man. He's all right. When you're friendless, he's all right. When you're friendless, he's all right. When you're friendless, he's all right. Oh, yes. I done tried him. He's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. That was beautiful. Yes, indeed. We tried him, and he's all right.
Oh,
yes, he is.
Got to try him every we did. Well, you know, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. In our home, we must do everything decently and in order. We must be kind to each other, considerate of each other. Fathers and mothers kind and considerate toward their children. Children must be considerate toward their parents. Families must be kind and considerate towards each other. Parents to parents, children to children, relatives to each other. God is kind and considerate to us. When God is speaking, we must listen.
Yes.
He hears our prayers. He listens and he answers to us.
Yes.
When we must listen to each other. When the other needs to listen. When we are talking, the other person listens. Paul told the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. Kindness and consideration in all aspects of our lives is needed today like never before. So let's know what Paul said. You know, today, many people don't teach their children kindness and consideration. They all talk together at the same time. Nobody knows what the other one's saying. They fuss and they argue. But God wants things to be done decently in order. He's a God of decency and in order. When one person's talking, he wants everybody to be quiet and listen to that person. When somebody is singing, he wants people, you know, it's all right to sing together, but it's not good to sing together. We got to listen when the other person's talking. So we got to do things how God does them. You know, He listens when we talk. He don't try to overtalk us. But we got to be the same way God is. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. We got to listen to him like he listens to us. We don't override God. Because when he's talking, everybody stops and pays attention and listens. And when we are talking, we got to stop, listen to each other, respect and be kind towards one another. Just like God is towards us. Well, it's Children's Day. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning. We're grateful she joined us. Good morning, Jackie. She's there. She didn't unmute her phone yet. Good morning, Jackie. All right. Well, we thank God for her being on with us this morning. She'll unmute if she desires so. All right. Well, we are very fortunate this morning on Children's Day. You know, I tried so much this week to get children to come on. But I don't know. Parents said they got to do this, they got to do the other. So we have no children on, but we're God's children. And I'm grateful for all of us.
Right.
Giving praise. We thank God for what he's doing. You know, Jesus loves not only the children, but he loves us, his children, as well. No matter what age we are, he loves us. What part of the world we live in, he loves us.
God loves
us so much that he gave Jesus. He gave Jesus, his only son, to die for us. And you know what? I'm so grateful that he chose me. He didn't have to choose us. He didn't have to save us. There are many people I know that's not saved. But I'm so grateful that he handpicked us, that he saved us. He could have chose a whole nother country and saved them and not people in America. But he chose us deliberately. It was on purpose. And he put a purpose on the inside of us. So we're so grateful this morning. Jackie, are you there yet? All right. Well, we're going to move on. We are fortunate today. We have a young man on with us, and he is our speaker this morning. He's gifted with an incredible talent to speak the word of God in a unique way and captivate his audience. As God has instilled the word of God in him, let us have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying through this young man this morning. He's a wise young man beyond his years, a man of wisdom who is bold and courageous. I introduce to you, we know him on Bible Storyland. He is Michael Smith, Minister Michael Smith. Good morning, Minister Smith. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, if you could
I'm
speak up just a little bit.
Yes, ma'am, I'm doing great.
All right, we
can
need
you
to speak
me?
Up just a little bit more.
Okay.
That's much better.
I'm doing well.
Good. All right. You got a birthday coming up, huh, Michael?
Ma'am, September the 5th.
And you'll be 99, right? How old will you be, Michael?
I'll be 21.
21? Let me tell you, he's 21, but he got an old man spirit. He's full of the word. Like he was born on the knee of an old man. He's an old man spirit. But I thank God he's a man of wisdom. He's a young man, vibrant, and loves the Lord. He loves the Lord. And I'm grateful for Michael Smith. So, Michael, let God have his way this morning as speak the oracles of the Most High God. We're so grateful.
Yes, ma'am. God gave me something last night. He said, I want you to tell the people to get back to prayer. So he
Amen.
Gave me 2 Chronicles 7:14, and it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal the land. The land will not be healed until God's people turn back to him. Sinners cannot pray unto the Lord. The only way the nation, the country, this city, and this state is going to change, God's people is going to have to turn back. The church is going to have to go back to their first love. He said, I have an offer against you, because you left your first love. He said, nevertheless, return unto me, and I will return unto you. He said, let's reason together. Let's communicate this thing out. Let's come together and reason. And he said, I'll return unto you, and maybe I'll throw you a blessing in the back. But the church got to go back to Jesus. We got to go back to our first love. We got to return unto the one. He brought us out of the muck and the mire, and he set us feet on a solid rock. Some of us have turned away from this word. We went a whoring after every other god, and we left Jesus. Some of us was like Mary and Joseph. We left them in the church. But I'm telling you today, go back and get Jesus. Go back and get that word. Go back and get Jesus. Go back to prayer. Go back to laying down before him and calling on him. Nothing's going to change until we go back. We got to go back in the secret place. He said, he that abide in the secret place under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, he that abide in the secret place under the shadow of the Almighty. We got to go back to the secret place. We got to go back to seeking Jesus. We got to go back to calling on him. The church has backslid. The church has left the Lord. And we wonder why everything else is going down. We wonder why there's shooting. We wonder why there's killing. We wonder why our babies are dying. Because nobody want to seek Jesus. Nobody want to call some solemn assembly and come together and pray. We can come together and preach, but don't nobody want to pray. The only thing that's going to change this nation, the only thing that's going to change this city is when we pray, because prayer moves God. Prayer is a relationship. It is intimacy with the Father. If we can become one with him, he'll move. He'll do what we ask him to do. But the reason why nothing is changing, because nobody don't want to turn from their wicked ways. And we think we can talk to God and still be full of perversion. We think we can talk to God and still have unforgiveness in our heart. We think we can speak to the Lord and communicate with him and come before him with sin. He said, no man can stand before me except you be holy, because holiness without wit no man shall see the Lord. You can't stand before God if you're not living a holy life. You can't stand before the Lord and talk to him and pray to him and think you're going to do what you want them to do and your hands ain't clean. You got to be holy from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. God is calling for the church to go back to holiness. Church, we got to go back to praying, go back to seeking him, go back to getting in the throttle room and ask the Lord to cut everything off that's not like you. Purge me, O God. Wash me, O Jesus. Sanctify me with thy truth, and thy word shall be true. Go back in the slaughter. Tell them to kill your flesh. Tell them to kill that perversion. Tell them to kill that unforgiveness. Tell them to kill that pride, that discord, that covetousness. Tell them to kill it all till you become one like them. Tell them to kill it. Tell them to kill this and that. That thing that you used to do and you got delivered from, but now you're going back to it. Tell them to kill it all. That's the only way this nation going to change. The world can't do it. I don't care how many times they come together and want to assemble and march. Marching ain't going to stop demons from coming in this country. Marching ain't going to stop demons from taking over our babies. We got to go back to prayer, y'all. We got to go back to seeking Jesus. We got to go back to the Lord. The only thing that's going to change is prayer. You can march all you want. Demons not scared of a physical. Demons is not scared when you come together and march and you ain't got no power. The only thing that's going to stop a devil is this word. The only thing the Bible said that demons believe. Demons believe this word. They believe that power. Demons believe Jesus. And at the same time, they trembling. When we get back to this word, we'll make the kingdom of hell shake. When we get back to Jesus, we'll make Satan move out the way. We can march all we want. We can pull up signs and say stop the violence. That's not going to work until we pull up that word. That ain't going to work until we take that word and command the kingdom of hell. We command the kingdom of hell to get back. Demons respect this word. If you ain't got no word, that's the reason why demons not respecting you. But when you get back to that word, when you get back to that power, when you get back to your first love, demons got to respect you. The Bible say, at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, everybody is preaching everything else but Jesus. Everybody is preaching everything but Jesus. Everybody's preaching everything but Jesus. They preach philosophy 1, 2, and 3. They preach you how to get rich quick. They preach you how you got to have pride and you got to be the shot caller and the big baller. But he said, humble yourself. He said, if you get low, I will exalt you. He said, if you get low, I'll bring you high. If you get low, I'll make you rich. If you get poor, see, that's what's wrong with the world. That's what's wrong with the nation. Everybody want to be on top of the world, but God is looking for somebody that just want to be under. God is looking for somebody that just want to be that little maid in Naaman's house. Can you be the maid? Can you be the servant? Can you be the rokobo shititibo sanda? Can you be the servant? Can you be the servant? Everybody want to be the master, but can you get under? Can you take orders and not give orders? God is looking for somebody that just want to take orders and not give it, but everybody want to be the head. Everybody want to be on top of the world. You can't tell me nothing. I'm wrong. I do what I want to do. But he said, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Nobody want to take orders anymore. But God is looking for people that's just getting under. God is looking for folks that just want to be the servant. God, I don't want to run this thing. God, I don't want to be on top of the world. God, I just want to be under. I just want to be like that polar maiden name in house. That servant, she was nothing but a maid, but she had power. See, when we get back to Jesus, we'll carry that glory. When we get back to that word, we'll carry that anointing. God is looking for folks that want to come back to him. We got to go back to Jesus, y'all. The only thing going to keep us is going back to Jesus because everything is going down. Everything is going down. The Lord showed me a vision when I was in prayer, and he said, son, I want you to tell the people. I was in prayer a couple of days ago, and God showed me. He said, young people is getting ready to drop dead. Well, ever since the Lord told me that, I've been seeing young people falling dead in my city. God is speaking. Is it anyone listening? God is talking, but is anyone in the realm to hear his voice? He told me young people is getting ready to drop dead. And ever since he told me that, I've been seeing young people fall dead. He didn't tell me how it was going to happen, but they just was falling dead. When he told me that, there was a young girl, 7-year-old, got struck by a bullet. I said, Lord, is this the sign? Is this the sign that's confirming what you told me? Then he turned around and showed me something else. And he also told me, you better stay before me. We got to get before God. I seen something rising up. I didn't know what it was, but it looked like Florida was underwater. We got to get back to Jesus. We got to get back to the Lord. We got to get back to this word, because that's the only thing going to keep you.
God.
Get back to that word.
Yes.
Get back to that word.
Yes.
He said, as my people. See, that's what's wrong with this country. Nobody want to be his people. He said, if my people, he ain't calling for everything. He's not calling for everyone. He said, if my people, if my people. He said, if my people, if my people. He's only calling for his people. That's why we can't join hand to hand, because everybody ain't his people. That's why we can't come in agreement and tell me that I'm in agreement that the nation going to change. Well, if you ain't his people, it ain't going to work. We got to get together. The church got to go back to prayer. But nobody prays anymore. Everybody got a 5 minutes. But can you spend time with him for an hour? Can you seek him and say, Father, I'm not leaving until you move? Can you spend time in his presence and say, Jesus, come on my babies. Come on the children, God. Come on this country, Father. We need you, Jesus. We can't make it without you, Lord. Father, can you call on him until he moves? Can you call on him until he make a way? Say, Jesus, I need you. God, if you don't come through, our babies will die. If you don't come through, the country going down. We need you, Father. We need you, Father. I'm that one in this city that's sparing your hand from destroying the land. I'm that one. He said, can I find a man? Can I find one that'll stand in the gap in the way for the city to be spared? Then he turned around and said, call for the cunning and the mourning women. Do we got any more women that can pray? Do we got any more women that can lay before God and cover your babies, cover the country, cover the nation? Let's get back to prayer, y'all. Let's get back to seeking him. Let's get back to calling on him. Let's get back to spending time with him. He's lonely. He's waiting on you. The Bible said that the earth is mourning because it's looking for the manifestation. It's looking for the power, the glory of God. The earth is seeking it, but don't nobody want to walk in it. The earth is hungering after it, but don't nobody want to spend time with him. The earth is thirsty after his glory, after his power. The church walked in so much power. When they stepped in the room, demons moved. The church could speak to principalities and powers, and it'll get in order, but we don't have power no more because we don't spend time with the one that restores. See, we don't spend time with the one. We don't plug ourselves up no more. How long do you think you can stay unplugged and still have every power? Sooner or later, you're going to die. Sooner or later, you're going to lose your power. You're going to lose your anointing. You're going to lose your prayer. You're going to lose your song. Get back to the charger. Get back to the charger. Hook up to the Father. Say, charge me up, Jesus. Charge my mind. Charge my soul. Charge my spirit till I walk like you, till I look like you, till I see like you, and humble me. The Bible say, great peace to them that love thy law, for nothing shall offend them. That's what's wrong with the church. We get offended by everything. You can offend me over everything. But the Bible says that he humbled himself, Moshe. They did everything to Jesus, but I heard the Bible said that he said not a mumbling word. Can the world, Moshe, can anybody do something to you and you not say a mumbling word? We got to be like him. The Bible say, looking unto Jesus. I'm going to leave you with this. Looking unto Jesus, who Stop looking at what you're looking at and look unto Jesus. Stop watching television and look unto Jesus. Stop mm-hmm. looking at everything around you because that's going down. But you better look up the one that's going up. Looking unto Jesus, the author, he wrote the story, and sooner or later, he's finna finish it. Sooner or later, he's going to sign his name at the end of the book. It's time for the church to get back to prayer.
All right.
God bless you.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Roko Hoshiki. Nandi Peg Lidinabosa.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We got to go back.
Hallelujah.
Go back.
We thank God for that word.
Oh, Jesus.
That was an awesome
word.
No better
until we
go back.
Thank
God for that word. That was an awesome word, Brother Mike. We are so grateful for you, for that word. You a young man on fire for the Lord. But we thank God. We thank God for that word. Now, Mother Fanny, did you want to say something about the word? I'm so sorry.
Well, just like the pastor said, we got to go back. It's not going to get no better until we go back. We got to come together in prayer. We just got to call on God. And he's going to fix it for all of us. But we got to go back. We can't get nowhere until we go back. Everybody got to get back. Got to get on one call. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
amen, Lord. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, Brother Michael. I told you he was an old man in a young man's body. He know the word.
Mm-hmm.
He's full of the word.
That's the
So we thank God this morning for Brother Michael coming on. He's, you know, he could have been anywhere. He could have been out hanging with the fellas. He could have been at the shopping center. But I thank God he's full of the word. He spent much time in prayer, and it's evident. He spent much time in the word. It's evident in the message that he brought forth. We can tell by the message that he brought forth. Get back to prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14. We got to get back to prayer.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We cannot neglect prayer. It is crucial. He said there are going to be young people that are going to be falling dead, but it's because we're not praying for them.
That's
parents
true.
Let them go to school. Parents let them go here, go there. Not a prayer said for them. They don't make it back home. God is not playing. He wants us to get in the secret place with him. He wants us to get in the prayer closet. He wants the cunning women, the women that are full of, you know, their eyes can gush out and pray, get a prayer through. He don't want you to just say, Lord, bless my child. Oh, no. You got to get in some serious prayer. Intercede, intercession, turn the plate down, bend your knee. Can't bend your knee, fold your hands. I'm telling you, a little one that I keep here in my daycare, Gantlin Family Daycare Home, he can pray. He's been with me since he was 2 years old. He's now 3. Tell me he's a big boy. You say, I pray, Mama. He can pray. Every day we pray. Every day I teach him to pray. Every day I pray for him. I pray over him. His parents pray for him. I thank God for godly parents. We got to wake up. We got to pay attention to what's going on around us. A lot of things are happening, and prayer can stop it.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing but prayer can stop it.
Yes, God.
So we got to call on God like never before. Michael, I appreciate that word. I thank God that all of us on here this morning are saved. You know, now sometimes we backslide and we don't even know it. So we have to repent for backsliding. Sometimes we, you know, we say, "Oh Lord, I just got to get to the place this morning. I got to get to work. I'm gonna pray, Lord." We don't leave time for prayer. The song is, "Did you stop to pray this morning, Pastor Donna? Do you know that song?" Did you spend one moment in prayer? Do you know that one, Pastor Donna?
I don't know that one. I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay. There's a song that says, Mother Ludell, do you know that song? Did you stop to pray this morning? Mother Fanny, you know it?
No, I don't know it.
No, all right.
I didn't. I've been hearing the same.
It used to be
songs
long time ago, but I just can't think right now.
Did you stop to pray this morning?
Yes.
Did you spend one moment in prayer, giving thanks to the Father up above? Did you stop to pray this morning?
I don't remember all the words, but that's it. That's
yeah.
Stop to pray this morning. And we got to stop to pray. You know, sometimes the Lord wake me up 3 or 4 o'clock. I'm thinking it's a bathroom call. Nope. Prayer time. Prayer time.
Yeah.
Get up. You got to pray whenever he leads you to pray.
That's right.
Pray all through the
you
night.
You may be riding in a car. But he may call you to pray for the police that's driving out and the ambulance that's driving. They call you to pray for that person that's speeding down the street. He may call for you to pray for that drug dealer that's walking out there waving his hand in the street, lost his mind. You may pass the hospital. He may be calling you to pray for people at the hospital. It's time to pray. It's praying time. We got to get back to prayer like never before. It is testimony time. Anybody got a testimony? Quick testimony you want to say this morning. All right. Well, I thank God. He's a good God. He's faithful to us. God is so faithful. When I tell you he's faithful, many times I said, Lord, I want to do this for my children. Like my kids at Sunday school, every Sunday I like to take them food. Maybe cook food, maybe a sandwich, maybe peanut butter, whatever. But I want to take it. Sometimes I said, Lord, I need something to take for, don't you know he's going to furnish it every time? I said, Lord, these children at the church, they need some more clothes. Driving down the street with the children, the Lord furnished, it must have been 4 garbage bags full of clothes, book bags for the children, all kind of book supplies, books, clothes, shoes, coats. God is in the supplying business. All we got to do is ask.
Yes.
He said, ask whatever you will in my name, believe, and I will grant it. And he's faithful to his word. He ain't human like us. He don't tell no lie. You know, see, I'll meet you at 4. 4 o'clock past, 5 o'clock past, still waiting. Mm-mm. He not like us. He's a man of his word. He going to be right there. When you ask for him to come, he going to be there on time. So I thank the good Lord for the word this morning. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland.
Great. So
yes?
I was going to do a testimony before we move into that. The testimony I have is that we can pray every time we hear a siren.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Karen. All right, so she said you can pray every time you hear a siren. That's a signal to us to pray. So thank God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to ask prayer. Mother Fanny, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her church family, for her husband, her children, grandchildren, and for her church, Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Anything else you need to add to that, Pastor Donna?
Yes, please, my sister, Corrine Harbor. Corrine Harbor.
All right. All right, Mother Fanny, can you pray for her? All right, Mother Fanny may be gone. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you this morning, the great and mighty I Am. And we're so grateful, Lord God, that you, oh, God, created us in your holy image. And, Lord, I thank you that you call forth the apostles. You call forth the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers to do a mighty work for you, oh, God. You handpicked them, oh, God. And we thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, your very elect daughter. We thank you for her husband, her family. thank you for our church, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Meet every need for our church family, every need for her and her husband and the children, the grandchildren. And, Lord, heal any kind of knee problems that she may have, any aching in the knees and the lower back, oh, God, the hip area. Heal, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for Pastor Donna. Now, Lord, she is concerned about her sister, Sister Corrine Harbor. You know Sister Harbor, Lord. You created her. You put her in the family, Lord. So, Lord, we asking you to touch her body like never before. You know everything going on with her, Lord. You know the doctors that are taking care of her. You know the family members that you sent to help take care of her, Lord God. So, Father, move by your spirit. Heal her body, oh, God. Remove any fear that she may have, oh, God. Oh, Father, I thank you for her turning back to intercession and deep prayer and a secret place time with you, oh, God. I thank you for her trusting you like never before, oh, God. So, Father, this morning we give you praise, thanksgiving, and glory. You are the King of glory, and we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Minister Michael Smith, could you pray for Pastor Donna's cousin, Sister Jackie Travis, for her husband and two daughters? She has a grandchild on the way, and for her new move, she's moved to Indianapolis, and however else the Lord leads you to pray for her. Minister Michael, you still there? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Minister G, I'm still here. I'll pray for Jackie.
Okay, thank you.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for waking us up to let us see another day. Lord, before we ask for anything, Lord, we do thank you for what you've already done. Lord, we thank you for Jackie Travis, Lord. Lord, we thank you for her kind heart, for her gentle spirit, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing right now on her daughter, Davida, as she starts her new job. Lord, bless her and keep her safe. Keep her in your care, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on her daughter, Janae, Lord. Lord, you know about the new life that she has, that you have given to her, Lord. So, Lord, just bless her and keep her in your care, Lord. Keep her healthy and safe, Lord. Lord, we thank you, knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us and you answer our prayers, Lord. Lord, we do know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So, Lord, continue to bless not only Jackie, Lord, but all those, Lord, who love you, who fear you, Lord. Lord, bless and keep. Please, Lord, keep us in your care. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. All right. Mother Ludell, you have a special request for prayer this morning?
Well, yes. What you say, a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any special requests that you want us to pray for this morning?
Oh, yes, yes. I have two cousins being funeralized, one in California and one in Atlanta, Georgia. And continue to ask prayer for Mary Jean and her family, what left. And my church family, my family, and me as well. Thank you.
Okay. Michael Smith, you still there? Maybe he's busy. Well, Father, we thank you for allowing us to request prayer. Lord, you're a good God. You made everything perfect. Everything you made is good, and we thank you that we can pray to you, that we can say, Our Father, which art in heaven, and you honor our requests. You don't just hear us and ignore us. You listen when we request prayer. You listen to our prayers. And, Lord, you heard Mother Ludell, and I thank you for longevity for her. You've given her 97, 96, 97-plus years, Lord God. And we thank you for every day that you've given us. Lord, nobody said the road would be easy.
No.
But, Lord, you've never left her. You've never forsaken her. You've been with her every step of the way. And I thank you for it. You carefully formed her in her mother's belly, and you know her, everything about her, Lord. You know the children to her. You know the grandchildren, the great-grand and the great-grand. And even those who will be born into that family, you know them already. So, Father, we... Now, Lord, she lost two cousins. And we're asking to be with the families of those cousins that are going to glory, Lord God. We ask to touch the family members, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord, to heal the family members in their loss, oh God. Oh, God, nobody can comfort like you. Strengthen the family unit. Bring unity and love. Remove strife, arguing, and bitterness and resentment. Remove all those things from us when we go through the loss of a family member. Nasty stuff come up. But, Lord, we rebuke the nasty stuff, and we thank you, oh, God, for bringing forth the good stuff in the family, oh, God. We lift up her cousin, Mary Jean, who's in a... Lord, you are there with Mary Jean. There's no place you're not. You're omnipresent everywhere all at the same time. You're in Paducah, Kentucky. You're in Houston, Texas. You're in Jacksonville, Florida. You're in Daytona Beach, Florida. You're in Appling, Georgia. You're in everywhere. Jacksonville, Florida. You're everywhere. There's no place that you're not. You're all over the world at the same time. And Lord, we lift up Mother Ludell's pastor and the church family and his family. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy on them. Oh, God, strengthen the family, the church family, Lord. Draw them closer to you. Remove every religious spirit from all of us, oh, God, and bring in your Holy Spirit to dwell in all of us, oh, God. So we bless you this morning, Lord. We lift up Mother Fanny, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, for the aged women of God, the aged men of God, the youth, the children, Lord, even as Children's Day, we thank you today for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, can you pray for the children as today is Children's Day?
Minister G, who did you call on?
I called on you. Can you pray for the children?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow again today, thanking you, Lord, for the precious children that you've given to us, Lord. Lord, we know that children are gifts from you. Lord, help us to be appreciative of the gifts that you've given to us, Lord. Lord, help us to be the examples before our children that you're calling for us to be, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for our babies. We thank you so much for our children, Lord. Lord, bless them and keep them. Keep your arms of protection around them, Lord. Lord, please don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Lord. Lord, we just love our children. We know that you love them too, Lord. So, Lord, bless us and bless them, Lord. Bless us, Lord, to train them in the way that you would have them to go, Lord. For we know that when they're old, they won't depart from it, Lord. Lord, we spend time teaching children to do everything else, to drive cars, to fish, to hunt, Lord. But, Lord, help us to teach our children to call on you in their time of need, Lord. Help us to let our children see you in us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be the parents that let our children know that we don't make it on our own, Lord, but it's only through you that we're able to live, to move, to breathe, to even have our very being, Lord. So, Lord, we do thank you for our children. Protect them, Lord. Keep them safe. Keep them in your care. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God. This is Children's Day on Bible Story Land. You got any children, grandchildren, tell them to come on the fourth Saturday. We need more children on. We thank God. Sometimes the children are busy. Sometimes they sleep late, whatever, but we need more children on Children's Day. You know, next Saturday will be Senior Citizens Day. We look forward to a great time in the Lord. We have another youth, young speaker coming on Senior Citizens Day, full of the word. So I thank God. Michael, I'm going to pray for you this morning. Father, we thank you for Michael Smith, the young man of God that you brought on to bring forth the word this morning. We ask you to renew his strength, refresh him, oh God. And we thank you for the youth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that he has been trained up in the way that he should go, and he will never depart from you nor your word, oh God. I thank you that he's a living testimony, that you live, you move, and you breathe on the inside of him. And you can do the same thing because you are no respecter of children, of all the children, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, as we're about to close out today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you're doing in Michael. We thank you that he will not yield to temptation, O God, in the name of Jesus, but he will yield to you. He is continuously hungering and thirsting after righteousness, O God. So we just praise and honor and thank you in Jesus' name. Well, I say to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, like you lost your mind. So
yes.
I love you. Talk to you
love
next
day. Yes.
Love y'all.
Thank you.